89.3 FM. This is member supported WPFW, Washington.
The following program is brought to you by the Uncle Devin Show Radio Network.
The adults have the music, my parents have the music, the teens have the music, but what about me? I said the adults have the music, my parents have the music, but where's my children's music? What about me?
Well, we've got you covered.
It's We Nation time.
Welcome to Watoto Entertainment and Education, or We Nation Radio, where we bring you the best in family-friendly global beats for little feet. And I'm Uncle Devin, the children's drum cushionist.
And I am Auntie Lolita.
And you know, here in Washington, D.C., it might be raining, but it's always sunshine when the music is playing and we're here in We Nation. So we are so glad that you're here to join us. And we have so much to even share with you. Not only good music, not only we have a story time, but we have a couple of other things, including something coming up that you want to be made aware of.
Absolutely. Kakuza Fest 2021.
Kakuza Fest.
Saturday, April 10th from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And it will be a salute to Black women. So stay tuned. We'll have more details, including the amazing lineup.
Can't wait. And today we're going to also have We Nation Reads, where we're going to have a book author read their amazing book for you. So you got to stay tuned for that. And then we're going to also have story time. We're going to go back to our story time. We have another fun, amazing adventure on We Nation Story Time. But right now, we're going to feature someone that we overlooked last year. But we will never do that again. And we don't want you to do so, because Genevieve Goings is her name, is one of the most recognizable voices in children's entertainment. And she has over a decade as a star on Disney Junior's Choo Choo Soul, and she's a Grammy nominated artist in children's music. So we're going to talk a little bit more about her, but we're going to let her music speak for herself.
Can't wait.
Let's check this out.
Happy and bring the joy to everyone. If I say Simon Says, do it. If I don't say Simon Says, don't do it. You got it? Okay, cool.
Spent a long time searching for the song that says everything, trying to find one song that says everything we would want to say for really for any occasion. We finally found it. What was it again?
Let's do the hokey pokey.
Come up, me haika, me haika. I know the fire down there. In goes the doctor. In goes the nurse. In goes the lady with the alligator purse. Out comes the doctor. Out comes the nurse. Out comes that lady with the alligator purse. So good uncle Ochi, Kalochi, Kalochi. Come up, me haika, me haika. I know the fire down there. Good uncle Ochi, Kalochi, Kalochi. Come up, me haika, me haika. I know the fire down there. Pam, para, para, pam, 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 para, para, para. Yeah, yeah. Pam, para, para, pam. Pam, para, para, pam, 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 para, para, para. Yeah, yeah. Pam, para, para, pam. A sailor went to see what he can
see.
What's the bottom of the deep blue?
See.
A sailor went to
see
what he can
see.
All that he can
see.
What's the bottom of the deep blue?
See.
So good uncle Ochi, Kalochi, Kalochi. Come up, me haika, me haika.
know the fire down there. Go down Kolochi, Kolochi, Kolochi. Come up me haika, me haika. I know the fire down there. In goes the doctor, in goes the nurse, in goes the lady with the alligator purse. Out comes the doctor, out comes the nurse, out comes that lady with the alligator purse. So go down Kolochi, Kolochi, Kolochi. Come up me haika, me haika. I know the fire down there. Go down Kolochi, Kolochi, Kolochi. Come up me haika, me haika. I know the fire down there. Ba ba da ba da, ba 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 da, ba da ba da. Yeah yeah. Ba ba da ba da ba ba, ba da ba da, ba 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 da, ba da ba da. Yeah yeah. Ba ba da ba da da. Why? Go down, go down, go down, go down. Come up, come up, come up, come up. And out the fire down there. Go down.
Hey, Daniel.
Oh, hey, I didn't see you there. How's your day going?
Let me tell you, I had so much fun today.
Really? I bet I had way more fun than you.
We'll see about that.
I went shopping today. I have so much to say. I bought a sweater for my dog.
That's not fun.
Well, the mall was on Mars, and we flew over the stars. And my dog is a baboon.
That's not my idea.
Sounds
fun.
All right.
I'd rather look straight into
That's
the sun.
So
shopping
right.
Is a bore even in space.
Regardless of the time or place.
Your imagination is the best qualification for the identification of fun. Oxford Dictionary says the definition's very. There's a million ways to have it, not one.
Was the Relative Minors. F-U-N spells fun.
Yeah.
They had like a funky throwback feel.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, they sent their music to us, and we've been playing it on We Nation Radio for a while, and I said, let me share it with the audience. I don't think we've ever done that. And speaking of sharing music, we have A Sailor by Ashiba. One and only. In fact, I think last week we aired his interview, but that's
we sure did.
That's a fun song called A Sailor.
And prior to that, we had Father Goose and Dan Zanes with Hokey Hokey Pokey. Pokey.
I love that version. And then we had our friend Aaron Nigel Smith, who always gets me with Simon Says. See, what he does is he catches you with that funky beat, and then you forget that you're playing Simon Says. Next thing you know, he got you doing what Simon didn't say to do.
And prior to that, we had Please, Thank You, Excuse Me by Snook Nook.
Yes, and she's going to be part of
Kakuza Fest.
Kakuza Fest coming up. When is it?
Saturday, April 10th, 3 to 5 p.m.
All right.
On We Nation Radio's Facebook and YouTube pages.
Yeah, 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But you know what? Right now, we're going to go to our We Nation Reads. And we have a wonderful author named Takardra B. Roundtree. And she wrote a book called Hello Queen. I guess since we're still in Women's History Month,
that's right.
Perfect.
Salute the Queen.
That's right. And we want to thank Portia Smith with Imagine Me Creative Book Publishing for making this possible. And we're going to open it up with our own culture queen here in the Washington, D.C., Maryland area. And she has a song called A Wonderful Book. So we're going to start with culture queen and we're going to go right into the book. Let's check this out.
It's time to read a wonderful book. Just sit right down and we'll take a look. It's time to read a wonderful book. Let's find a royal place to read. Hundreds of chapters of happily ever afters. So many books, so little time. Magical pages take you many places. When you open a book, you open your mind. It's time to read a wonderful book. Just sit right down and we'll take a look. It's time to read a wonderful book. Sit right down and we'll take a look right now.
Hello Queen by Takardra B. Roundtree, illustrated by Audrey Sela Adenike Jeter Allen. I am an African queen. My mind stays sharp and keen. My head is always held erect and high, earth and sky. My arms spread over the continent with much grace, touching lives and the human race. When I dance, people start to stare, and I meet their eyes with a penetrating glare. My presence is surrounded by beauty and style that can be seen from the distance of a mile. When I uplift my powerful voice, all crowds stand to rejoice. My skin is of a golden honey. I care for it more than riches or money. Many wonder why I am so unique. It could be my charm, wit, or even my physique. I search for protection, respect, and love. Maybe it will be sent from heaven above. I am an African queen.
Yes, we are, Takardra, and welcome to the We Nation family. And guess what? Uncle Devin will be presenting his Racism in Children's Music Philadelphia next Wednesday, March 31st at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. It is free, but you must register.
Yeah, see, viewed within the historical context of chattel slavery and settler colonialism, this workshop explores the history of racism in children's music in the United States and abroad, and how popular nursery rhymes continue to be used to reinforce inferiority complexes. Now, I will say that listener discretion is advised. We will be listening to and showing some actual footage that is very offensive, but we're doing that for educational purposes. So you want to check that out, and how can they learn more about this?
Yeah, we'll put more information on our We Nation Radio for Parents page on our calendar. It's a really powerful workshop.
Yes.
So, yeah, if you can, just register.
Yes.
I don't think you'll be disappointed.
Yes.
We've had wonderful conversations come from this workshop and change.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
change.
You'll be amazed at songs that we all learned when we were younger and understand that there are some very dark, very racist and sexist origins to it that we have to do away with. This is part of our way of getting rid of music adultification. So please tune in for that. But, you know, one of the pioneers that really helped us with family music and really got us to many of us where we are is our first lady in family music, Ella Jenkins. And, you know, I had the opportunity to meet her at a conference in New York in 2012. And really hear her talk and give her history was absolutely amazing. So, you know, thank you, Ella Jenkins. She's still among us. I think she's like 96,
yes,
97.
She is, yes.
And she has this song called
Did You Feed My Cow?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to ask you a group of questions. I'll give you all the answers beforehand, and then I'll put you through the test and see if you were really listening carefully. Now, the main question is, did you feed my cow? And your answer is, yes, ma'am, in rhythm. Now, did you feed my cow?
Yes, ma'am.
Could you tell me how?
Yes, ma'am.
And we say, well, what did you feed her? And you'll say, corn and hay. What did you feed her?
Corn and hay.
What did you feed her?
Corn and hay.
Did you milk her good?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, did you milk her like you should?
Yes, ma'am.
We'll say, how did you milk her? Now, this is a farm that doesn't have too much in the way of machinery, so we'll have to milk by hand. And you put your hands in a position of milking the cow, and we'll simply say, how do we milk her? Squish, squish, squish. How did you milk her?
Squish, squish, squish.
How did you milk her?
Squish, squish, squish.
Did my cow get sick?
Yes, ma'am.
Was she covered with tick?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, who knows what a tick is?
It's a bug that buries itself under skin and sucks blood.
Fine, that's a good enough answer. All right, we'll say, how did this old cow die? She died, You can shake your head as you say it. How did she die? How did she die? Did the buzzards come?
Yes, ma'am.
Did the buzzards come?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, buzzards are very large birds, and they have long wing expanse. They can reach far and wide. And so we'll say, how did they come? They came flop, 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 except you'll spread your wings, your arms, and but watch out for your neighbor. All right. How did they come?
Flop, flop, flop.
How did they come?
Flop, flop, flop.
All right, now this time you should know all the answers, so I'll simply ask the question. Did you feed my cow?
Yes, ma'am.
Could you tell me how?
Yes, ma'am.
What did you feed her?
Corn and hay.
What did you feed her?
Corn and hay.
Did you milk her good?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, did you milk her like you should?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, how did you milk her?
Squish, squish, squish.
How did you milk her?
Squish, squish, squish.
Did my cow get sick?
Yes, ma'am.
Was she covered with tick?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, how did she die?
Mm-mm-mm.
How did she die?
Mm-mm-mm.
Did the buzzards come?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, did the buzzards come?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, how did they come? How did they come?
Flop, flop, flop.
And that's the end of the poor old cow.
You can glide, you can swing, you can spring, you can hop or just flop. Oh, how your body can move, so many ways you can do. You can jump, you can bump, you can sweep, you can. You can dance, you can prance, you can lilt or just wilt. Oh, how your body can move, so many ways you can move. Do, and groove. Dip, dip, dip. Dip, 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 dip. Dip, dip, dip. You can stretch, you can fetch. You can swim, you can skim. You can skip, you can flip. You can crawl or just sprawl. Oh, how your body can move. So many ways.
Algebra.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. Find love.
Love.
The sweetness of life.
Good love.
Talk about love, Cameron.
I like to talk about this love of mine. It's so divine. It's right on time. Right on time. Right on time. I like to talk about this love of mine. It's so divine. It's right on time. Right on time, right on time.
Sunshine and a clear blue sky. The rain may come, but I won't cry. There's nothing in this world that best describes.
Best describes
the way I feel when I'm with you. There's no other thing I won't do than sit here, sit here and be thankful you're in my life.
You're in my life.
Chilling on the porch with me, sipping on peppermint tea and looking in your eyes and listening.
One sweet hug from my sky gives me more than just a high. It changed my world,
and that's all right.
I like to talk.
I like to talk about this love of mine. It's so divine. It's right on time. Right on time, right on time. I like to talk about this love of mine. It's so divine. It's right on time. Right on time, right on time.
Honeysuckle makes me happy, but his smile keeps me laughing. Blossoming my heart just like a rose.
Breakfast making in the dawning, pillow fighting in the morning. You win when your hair tickles my nose. There's a joy in my spirit, and I know only you can give it. Let's share with everyone, they should feel this.
They should feel this.
Can't imagine life without your divine love around. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I've got love.
I like to talk about this love of mine. It's so divine, it's right on time. Right on time, right on time. I like to talk about this love of mine. It's so divine, it's right on time. Right on time, right on time.
There's no greater love. There's no greater
talk about this love of mine. It's so divine. It's right on time. Right on time. Right on time. I like to talk about this love of mine. It's so divine. It's right on time. Right on time. Right on time. I like to talk about this love of mine. It's so divine. It's right on time. Right on time, right on time. I like to talk about this love of mine. It's so divine, it's right on time. Right on time, right on time. I like to talk about this love of mine. It's so divine, it's right on time.
My mommy's love.
Right on time, right on time. I like to talk about this love of mine. It's so divine, it's right on time.
estás escuchando?
Estoy escuchando We Nation Radio.
We Nation Radio on WPFW 89.3 FM.
Global beats
for little feet.
Oh yeah.
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it and you really wanna show it. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it and you really wanna show it. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. It's sunny outside, no rainy day. We so excited, we're gonna play. Look to your left and look to your right. There's no one stressing tonight.
So if you're happy,
then you know we shout hooray, yeah, yeah.
And if you're happy,
then you know we slap your legs, yeah, yeah. If you're happy, you know it, and you really wanna show it. If you're happy, you know it, clap your hands.
If you're happy, you know it, clap your hands.
Can you hear the music in the air?
Shake, shake,
I see
shake,
you.
dance. Every time you dance, I dance too. I dance, dance, dance. Every time you jump, I jump. Every time you jump, I jump. Every time you jump, I jump too. I jump, jump, jump. We're gonna jump so high in the sky. Our feet touch down just in time. You know you love to jump, so do I. Oh my, my, we're flying high. Every time you march, I march. Every time you march, I march. Every time you march, I march too. I march, march, march. Every time you skip, I skip. Every time you skip, I skip. Every time you skip, I skip too. I skip, skip, skip. We're gonna skip so high in the sky. Our feet touch down just in time. You know you love to skip, so do I. Oh my, my, we're flying high. Every time you dance, I dance. Every time you dance, I dance. Every time you dance, I dance too. I dance, dance, dance. I dance, dance, dance. I dance, dance, dance. I dance, dance, dance. I dance, dance, dance.
Yeah. Sorry, I had to jam right before that. Yeah, that was Miss Janice coming to us out of Florida, and that was her song called Dance.
And prior to that, we had Miss Nikki's music class with Music in the Air.
Yes, and she's going to be a part of
Cucuza Fest.
Cucuza Fest.
And by the way, if you want to see that Music in the Air video on YouTube, just go to her YouTube page, Miss Nikki's Music Class. It's an awesome, awesome video.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
She makes some wonderful videos. She really
does.
And then prior to that, we had Desmond Dennis, If You're Happy and You Know It. And that song makes you happy.
Especially that version of that song.
Right.
And prior to that, we had Love of Mine by Kelly Love Jones.
You know, I saw a video of her when she was on her local newscast.
Oh, really?
And she was doing that. And I think she was sitting on a cajon and playing. So I'm gonna see if we can reach out to her and do an interview with her. And then we had our good friend out of the West Coast, Lori Henriquez. Let me say, Grammy nominated. Did she win? I think she was nominated for Grammy.
Okay.
And that was her song called Groove. Her song called Groove. And that's what we're gonna be doing is on April 10th. We're gonna be grooving to some of the best family music, and this particular, a salute to black women that you can watch on our, this is a virtual concert.
Yes.
From 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's called Cucuza Fest.
And that Cucuza actually means amplify in Swahili.
Yes, yes.
And we have our host, Miss Joy Marley.
Joy, you know what? And I mean, Joy is amazing. She's a not only a social media influencer, but what is her exact title again? We call it a
arts education consultant.
And we met. I met her also at the same conference that I met
Ella.
Ella,
yeah.
And she, up in New York. And she has a wonderful CD. We played some of her music. We're going to play more of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just so glad that Joy is with us, and she's really helping us to take this to a whole nother level.
Yes, and some of our special guests is Maria Mitchell, dancer extraordinaire.
Uh-huh.
And then we're going to have Brown Girls Do Ballet.
What?
And I can't wait for you to meet them. And they, the co-founder of that organization is named Takiya. And so we'll hopefully get to meet Takiya and see the wonderful things that they're doing.
I love ballet.
Yeah, but we're also going to have Breanne James.
She's back.
Yes.
She was at the time called the Kid Reporter. I don't know if she goes by that anymore.
Now she's an actress. She does voiceovers.
Oh, yeah.
She's a philanthropist.
Yes.
Yeah. And then we're also going to have Miss Nikki, as we just talked about.
Yes.
You know, so stay tuned because we have not mentioned the featured artist yet.
That's right.
You're not going to want to miss it.
But you know what? It's time for We Nation Story Time.
A story, a story. Let it come, let it come. A story, a story. Let it go. A story, a story. Let it come, let it come. A story, a story. Let it go. A story can change your heart, make miles seem like blocks apart. A story can touch you deep inside. It can make you dance and shout out loud, bring sunshine where once were clouds. A story can make you come alive. A story, let it come, a story, let it go. A story, let it come, a story, let it go. It can turn enemies into friends, make you feel like a child again. A story can touch you deep inside. It could bring you laughter and some tears, wash away all your fears. A story can make you come alive. I said a story, let it come, a story, let it go.
It's We Nation Story Time, and you're about to hear The People Eating Monster from the CD Stories from the Heart by Yvonne Healy.
A story, let it come, a story, let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go.
Some people like vampires with long, flowing capes. My family's favorite monster wears bright tropical prints and lives in Micronesia. Micronesia is a country all the way on the other side of the world. It's not just one place, it's hundreds of places. Islands in the Pacific Ocean. One day on one of these islands, a people-eating monster came to live.
Oh, yum, 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 ha, 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 ha. Roll like this island of Mog-Mog. Oh, yum, 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 ha, ha, ha. The people here are nice and juicy. And they don't run too fast. Oh, num, 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 num,
Roll a stay on this island of Mug Mug. And so Rolla, because that was the monster's name, stayed on the island of Mug Mug. Pretty soon,
go, oh, num, 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 num,
he'd eaten everybody on the island. Everybody, that is, except for two sisters. Little sister was very smart, and big sister was very fast. So between the two of them, they could find and remember and get to all of the best hiding places on the island and thereby elude Rolla. Poor Rolla had to go back to eating fish. One day, when he was out fishing, he stopped by another island for a quick bite to eat. While he was there, he discovered by magic that there were still two people living on his island. Well, his pride was miffed. He jumped in his canoe, paddled swiftly back to Mog Mog, and now that his attention was focused, he quickly found those two sisters and chased them all over the island to the bottom of the very tallest coconut tree. Big sister went right up to the top, but little sister was not so fast.
Rolla got you. You too little to eat. What Rolla do? Rolla knows. Rolla take you back to camp. You work for me. I feed you fish. You get fat. And then I eat you.
And so little sister had to cook for him. She had to clean for him. She had to eat fish for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and dessert. She cried herself to sleep every night.
Rolla loved the sound of crying. It's like lullaby to my ears.
One day when Rolla was out fishing, little sister realized she had a problem. And she did just what you do when you have a problem. She used her brain. And of course she came up with a solution. Snap, like that. She packed a picnic basket. She took that picnic basket through the jungle to the bottom of that very tall coconut tree. And she sang. Sister, sister, are you sister? Please come down. I'm too afraid. Rolla has gone fishing. Then I'll come right to you. I miss you. Here I am. Those two sisters hugged, ate that picnic, and they cleaned up to leave no trace. Then each went back to her respective home for the night. The very next day, again they met, and again the day after, but at night.
Rolla cannot sleep, it's too quiet. Where is that lovely crying?
And Rolla realized he had a problem. He too used his brain and snap, came up with a solution. The next day, Rolla paddled his canoe out to the middle of the bay. He threw over the anchor, he threw over the fishing net, and with a quick look around to make sure no one was watching, he reached under the seat of the boat and took out a big hunk of tree trunk. He put that tree trunk on top of the seat, he took his own hat from his head, put it on top of the tree trunk, took a great big breath,
dove over the side and swam underwater without ever once coming up for breath until he reached the beach.
He raced across the beach and sneaked through the jungle to spy on little sister. He watched her pack a picnic basket. He followed her through the jungle. He heard the singing at the coconut tree and Rolla bided his time. He let them eat their picnic, clean up, return to their homes, and still Rolla did nothing. But the next morning when he woke up, Rolla took a really long vine and he tied little sister to a tree. Then he sneaked through the jungle to the bottom of that very tall coconut tree. He hid behind a bush and disguised his voice.
Sister, sister.
Are you sister?
I've got a cold.
You poor thing.
Oh, I feel so sick.
Let me come and help you.
Go! Yum, yum.
Rolla was so greedy for the taste of juicy big sister that he forgot to chew his food. She slid all the way down his throat into his belly.
Oh, Rolla has indigestion. Rolla should chew his food 24 times. Oh, Rolla, take a nap. Feel better.
So Rolla went back to camp, released little sister so she could do her chores, and lay down on the hammock to sleep. Little sister walked around the camp doing her work and passed by the hammock and heard,
"Let me out of here! Honk! Honk!"
Luckily, little sister was the smart one. She figured out that she had another problem, used her brain, and snap, came up with a solution. She bent down very quickly. She picked up two very small, very sharp shells. She put one inside one cheek and one inside the other. And then she waited. Pretty soon.
Oh, Rolla feels better now. Bring me food.
Rolla feels better now. Bring me food.
Why are you copying me? Rolla does not like to be copied.
Why are you copying me? Rolla does not like to be copied.
If you don't stop copying me, I will eat you.
If you don't stop copying me, I will eat you.
Oh. Yum, yum.
Rolla was so angry at being copied that he swallowed little sister without chewing his food. That was her plan. She slid down his throat to his belly, gave her sister a hug, reached inside her cheek, took out one shell, gave it to her sister, kept the other shell for herself, and the two sisters began to saw a little flap door in Rolla's belly.
Oh, Rolla's tummy ache. Rolla should chew his food 24 times.
Then, with a zzzz, a little door opened up in Rolla's side. The two sisters slid out of Rolla's stomach onto the beach. They looked up at Rolla and began to laugh. Well, bullies and monsters hate to be laughed at, so Rolla jumped in his canoe, paddled away, and has never been heard from again.
Well, Matt Wilson has us dancing. That means it's time for us to go.
That's right.
We had a wonderful show today. Thank you all for joining us. That story was amazing. A little scary, but
I was about to say, I'm going to have to sleep with the lights on. Maybe for a week.
But the monster is no longer here because they tricked the monster. It's about using your brain. But nonetheless, speaking about using your brain, we want you to make sure you join us. We got some wonderful things coming up next week and the week after that. Whether it's at the Free Library or Kakuza Fest.
Right. You know what? We've been waiting. Give me a drum roll, Uncle Devin. All right. Kakuza Fest, Saturday, April 10th, 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. It's a virtual event featuring Divinity Rocks.
Yes.
Amazing bassist Inez Barlatier.
Yes.
Kimberly Stewart.
Kim.
The Magic Jones. And Snook Nook.
Now, you know, you talked about Divinity Rocks. She's the former music director for Beyonce.
She sure, and so many other amazing things. She's a master teaching artist, or she has master classes, which are amazing.
Yes.
And just to let you know, this is a salute to black women.
Yes.
And Kakuza means amplify, and that's exactly in Swahili, and that's exactly what we're doing. And this is powered by We Nation Radio in partnership with Family Music Forward. And if you missed the event last year, head on over to We Nation Radio's events page where you can see both days of the virtual concert.
And that's WEE Nation Radio.
Yeah, and so head on over to our WeNationRadio.com or parents page for more information on Kakuza Fest or the upcoming Racism in Children's Music at the Free Library of Philadelphia and look at our calendar.
Yeah. So listen, we got to make way for the one and only Donald Temple and Loveology. So thank you all for joining us. And remember, life is a drum.
So beat it!